Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Personal Transformation Summit. My name is Mark Porteous, author of The Human Experience and founder of Max Your Life. My mission is to accelerate the shift in social consciousness from fear and separation to love and unity by helping others to deliver the gifts they came here to share, thrive in their purpose. The theme of this summit, empowering you to be the change you wish to see in the world. I'm incredibly grateful for this opportunity to speak with amazing visionaries who are sharing their gifts to improve the lives of others and humanity as a whole. I believe personal development is the key to global transformation. This annual telesummit has been a heart and mind expanding experience for me personally, and I feel honored to share it with you. So thank you so much for joining us. I honor you for making the choice to be here and taking steps to improve your life and the lives of others by being the change that you wish to see. Tonight, I'm very excited to introduce our special guest. Alexandria Barker is the author, speaker, and coach and founder of The Living Light, a company specializing in law of attraction, holistic stress solutions, personal development, and spiritual growth. She runs her business and her life as an optimist and is known for her ability to inspire and motivate people. Alexandria is a certified yoga and meditation teacher, Reiki master and teacher, crystal therapist. For the past 14 years, she's been educating, inspiring, and coaching people how to live their best lives. Hello, Alexandria. How are you?
Oh, hi, Mark. I'm just great. Having a wonderful day. This is a big part of it as well. And how are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm very excited about this conversation. Holistic health has been a passion of mine for many years, so I know that it's also one of the hot topics from last year from the Personal Transformation Summit in 2013. We got a lot of response of people wanting to find more tools, so I'm very excited for this conversation.
Oh, great.
Now, do you mind sharing a little bit about your background and how you got on your own path in this journey that we're taking together?
Yeah, I'm very happy to, because it was actually a huge turning point in my life. And it had a kind of an unhappy beginning. It was actually my father's passing that instigated all of this for me. And it just, as sorry as I was to see him go, I realized with my, as he was just making his transition, I realized how vibrant still his spirit was, even though his body was failing him. And it really registered with me that we are spiritual beings, and we're here having a human experience. And that was something that had kind of evaded me before. I didn't have any real strong sense of spirituality. But my last visit to see him, it was just as if somehow it was instilled in me. And I flew home a very different person from the one who had flown out across the country to sort of say my goodbyes. And I just was open to new things. I was just really realizing that, oh, we are, spiritual and physical and mental all rolled into one. And my father had received some holistic healing from, distant healing from a friend of theirs. So I was kind of curious about that. It was Reiki. And so because I worked as a columnist for our local newspaper, I started writing columns about some of these modalities that I began exploring, such as meditation and massage and reflexology. And my interest grew, and it became practically insatiable. I started writing all these articles. I began immersing myself into workshops and just taking whatever training was available to me. And it just, my fascination grew and grew and grew. And because I actually tried some of these procedures, I had a couple of health issues I was dealing with. In fact, I was slated for surgery, Mark, because I had nasal polyps, which had been caused from the steroids that they had prescribed to me because of allergies, and that had then were now requiring surgery. So I really wanted to avoid the surgery if possible. So I was very diligent with these different therapies. I learned how to do Reiki, and I did it on myself every day, and I was doing my deep breathing and just addressing some of the other things that I was learning to do as well. I was meditating. And I actually reversed the physical, the symptoms. And when I had like a pre-op checkup, the polyps were gone. So I didn't have to have surgery anymore. And he was in disbelief, the doctor, and I was amazed. And for me, it just was... you know, the final validation that, yes, this stuff, not only does it make you feel nice at the moment, but it actually has very deep and very real and lasting healing benefits. So I was thrilled, and that just sort of renewed my vigor, and I started interviewing people for this column. And I was getting some really positive feedback from people as well, because I realized that most of these things I was writing about, you know, were still fairly uncommon. Now, this was 14 years ago, so they're a little more mainstream now, but at the time, especially where I live, I'm in rural Ontario, they were pretty much unheard of. But I was getting some really great feedback from people, and that just really spurred me on even more, and it actually led me to write my first book, which is Relief Beyond Belief, Exploring the World of Natural Healing. And to write that book, I experienced 29 different holistic therapies. I experienced them all firsthand and interviewed the experts and wrote about, you know, what these therapies are, what you can expect to experience from them, the benefits, and the conditions it would be most appropriate for, that sort of thing. And there's lots of self-help in there as well, because a lot of these are kind of you can do for yourself. So I wanted to include all of those aspects so that people could pick up the book and really start addressing their healing right away. So that was really exciting for me, and I was seeing all sorts of phenomenal benefits in my own life. And so that actually led me to, you know, I wanted to get this idea across to more and more people, because writing the book was my literary equivalent of just like shouting from the rooftops, like, you're not a victim. You don't have to be stuck with whatever ailment you're struggling with right now. Like, you can turn this around. And I just became so passionate about sharing that. So I began, you know, I wrote my book, which is a story in itself, because I ended up using many of the techniques that I later included in the book to write it. I was using law of attraction techniques before I even knew anything about law of attraction, which was kind of interesting. So I went on. I still wanted to promote this in a way that was really easily accessible to people. So I went and I approached the local cable, Cogeco Cable, and, you know, suggested that I do an actual show that I would produce and bring these holistic experts on and interview them. And that was really fabulous. We went on for 3 years, and I've included those I've incorporated them as bonuses. So we have 22 expert interview videos that I include with the book in this package that we'll talk about a little bit later. And I also went on to publish a Relief Beyond Belief magazine, which was a quarterly publication. And again, just really getting the word out to people, because I just felt all these therapies were just so valuable. And I was certainly getting, you know, good feedback that supported that from people. So it's been quite an adventure. It's been quite interesting, Mark.
It sounds like it, and it's funny because there's so many things. I'm writing down notes while we're talking. The first one that really struck me was your quote about the human experience from Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, because that was a life-turning experience for me. Just hearing that quote kind of brought everything that I believed and all my values together. So it's just a fun synchronicity that we share. And then also,
yeah,
I have a friend.
Yeah, it is really powerful.
Hugely powerful. It's been very, very simple. We're human beings. We're not human beings having spiritual experiences. We're spiritual beings having human experiences. It's just absolutely profound. And then you also mentioned that you personally had nasal polyps, and I have a friend with a similar condition, and so I'm excited to share this call with her and have her learn a little bit more from you. The idea of this, and this call, is to empower our listeners to be the change that they want to see in the world. So I know you're going to share some techniques to help us do that. I'm curious, based on your experience, what change would you most like to see in the world?
Well, you know, since I have come to know all of this, it's been my deepest desire, and it's really kept me motivated, just that I want people to come to know that they are not victims, that they actually are creating their lives through their thoughts and emotions, you know, through the law of attraction, which is quantum physics, you know, so it's no longer debatable. It's science. It's been established that, you know, we actually are creating our lives. We are vibrational beings living in a vibrational world, and our thoughts and our feelings, you know, they have a vibration that can be calibrated, and they go out into the world and they kind of match up with other people, things, circumstances that match that vibration. So everybody actually is creating their own reality, although, you know, most people are doing it by default. But I'm really passionate about giving people the tools and empowering them, not only with the knowledge that they can change their lives, but actually providing step-by-step, like a blueprint of exactly what they can do to create the change that they want to have. So this has been my passion, and just to really make people aware that they, just by shifting their thoughts and adopting new mindsets, they can create beautiful, wonderful, abundant lives. So I promote this change that I want to see in the world through group and private coaching. I have several different products that I promote on my website. And I also write for holistic publications, and I do some public speaking and interviews such as this. So it's really become my life's mission is just to promote these wonderfully empowering ideas and just really showing people it's more than just a concept. It can actually change your life, you know, and I just think that is so liberating for people, and I'm just, so passionate about sharing that.
Well, can you share some specific therapies that people might learn that they could benefit from right away?
Oh, sure, yeah. Now, as I say, I have 29 different holistic therapies and concepts, and it is set up in a way that people can start to use them today. So some of these that actually I use to help create this book, because anyone has ever sat down and tried to write a book, they'll tell you that you get a lot of, that's when your little automatic negative thoughts can really come up and tell you all the reasons why, you know, it shouldn't happen, and why, you know, who are you to write a book, this sort of thing. So I talked a little bit about affirmations, and I used some of these tools to actually create the book to get past that negative mindset. So people will learn how to meditate. I was taught by a Buddhist monk, and I studied Buddhism for a little while, actually. I was at my yoga studio where they taught classes. And he shared with me that his version, he said, you know, you're not trying to stop all thought. The idea is to focus on one thing to the exclusion of all others. You're not trying to train your mind to be like a rock. But he said, like an untrained mind is like a little puppy running around sniffing at everything, you know, busy, busy little puppy. And a well-trained mind is like a well-trained dog lying at your side awaiting your command. So he's like, who would you rather have running your life, this little confused little puppy or a well-trained, obedient dog? Because our conscious mind is like our tool, and we should be using it, not the other way around. So people are going to learn how to meditate based on my teachings with him, which is very simple. And they're going to learn how to visualize as well. And visualizing is like a daydream almost, but you want to involve all of your senses, and you picture exactly what it is you want to create. And you visualize it, you set aside some time every day to make it real in your mind and send it out into the universe. And then you just kind of watch as your thoughts become things. But so that's another thing that they will learn right away that's going to help. Now, these two concepts alone, you know, are going to help them create a life that they will really love. But I go way beyond that. There's so many other therapies. They're going to learn how to see auras, which is fascinating, and it's really interesting that we all can be taught how to see auras. That's the energy field surrounding our body. And they're going to learn about their chakras, which are the 7 primary energy centers that we work with that assimilate energy from the universe And each one governs very specific areas of our body and organs and systems. So they're going to learn how to keep them all free-flowing so that they can experience success in all levels of their life. So there's so much more. And as I say, I include do-it-yourself instructions for many of these, although some of them you'd have to go to professional for. But I include lots of things like just acupressure, you know, and teaching people the points to use if they happen to suffer from headaches, for example, or low backache or something like that. I show them, you know, the pressure points that they would use to alleviate that pain. You know, Bach flower remedies, acupressure, aromatherapy, all sorts of, like, there's 29 of them, so I don't think you want me to list them all, but yeah, there's lots of people can use and benefit from right away. Actually, Mark, I had I've included a review from a magazine that I was in just shortly after publishing the book. And just to quote them, it says, "The scope of this book makes it a resource for people working in the field of natural healing and an introduction for novices. Its friendly, approachable style makes the book accessible to those who know very little about natural health techniques." So that was my goal in creating it. I wanted someone to just be able to sit down and start benefiting from the book right away. And I'm so excited now to actually be able to offer these videos as well, that, and then they can just sit back and watch these expert interviews, which are fascinating. They actually include that Buddhist monk I was just talking about. I have a video of him and many, many more. I have a witch, a crystal therapist. So, and that's one of the other issues I talk about, not issues, therapies that I talk about is crystal therapy and how to work with the stones. And there's a lot there. It was a fascinating book to read and to write, and I still find I use it all the time. So it's been very powerful for me, and I have a lot of testimonials from people saying how powerful it was for them as well. So I'm really happy to present it to you and your listeners.
Thank you. And I know that you're offering a free bonus gift for anybody, and that's the Wishful Thanking book, correct?
Yes, it's my audio version of my book, which is also part of my home study program, and it's called Wishful Thanking, 7 Simple Steps to Abundance. So that's my free gift to all of your listeners. They can just, you'll have the link for that. They can just click on that link and download it, and then they will actually be able to just sit back and listen and absorb a lot of the just the ideas and the knowledge just by simply sitting and listening to it. So I thought that would be a great gift and a way to just introduce them to more things that I do.
Fantastic. And yeah, they can either go to your speaker page at the summit, personaltransformationsummit.com, through their login information, or you can go directly to personaltransformation.com/wishful-thanking. And it's wishful thanking.
Yes. So, thanking, as opposed to thinking. It's all about, because that second piece deals a little bit more deeply with the law of attraction. So the wishful thanking is being grateful for something before it has occurred, which is a really key component to working with the law of attraction. So that's why that name.
And I was just going to ask you what you could offer people today that they could start using right away in their lives, if you had a specific technique or anything else, because you talk about how people can control their health. I'm wondering what if you have a tool or technique, or even if you want to talk a little bit more about wishful thanking as a tool to control their life, what would you recommend?
Well, I'd like to, you know, I think with this Relief Beyond Belief package, it deals more specifically with health. So I think with this package, they're going to discover how much impact their thoughts and emotions have on their health and every area of their life through the law of attraction. So I think it's going to really answer a lot of questions and get them a really strong foundation that they can move on in their lives. And, you know, just adopting some of these principles such as meditation, learning to meditate and sit and breathe for 15 minutes a day even, is going to have a profound impact on people's lives. You know, and just the idea that we are all, you know, we all are creating our lives as we go along. So I think that would be the best step for people, that and the free audio book. I mean, if they give that a listen, that has it's the full book, so it has a lot of valuable information there. And there we do talk a little bit more about exactly how they can start to shift these ideas. And just to share one, I think if people get really clear, especially if somebody does have a health issue, a really good technique that I have studied a lot of Abraham Hicks, and I really recommend that people Google them and follow their teachings as well. They're just probably the best teachers of the law of attraction that I've ever encountered. And they have a system where you kind of, you have a situation that you don't like, so you can kind of go, okay, this is what I don't want, so what do I want? Which is probably the opposite of that. So if you're suffering from some particular health ailment, you can kind of go, yeah, I've got this bum knee, for example, that's what I don't want, so what do I want? Well, I want both of my knees to be fully functioning, I want to be able to go for walks, I want to be able to, you know, do this or which, whatever the situation is. But to sort of play that out in their minds and even write it down on paper so they get to the feeling place of, rather than like, oh, I can't do this anymore because I've got this bum knee, talking about, you know, what they can do and what they would do if they didn't have a bum knee, just kind of taking themselves into that mental place. And that's going to shift their vibration, which is going to start to shift what they're attracting into their reality. And I've seen people use these techniques, Mark, in this book to just do phenomenal things, to change their health, turn their health around, turn relationships around, money concerns. You know, they work like magic, you know, they really do. So it's really exciting to share this with people.
Absolutely. I know some of my own reasons why I think this is so important. Why do you feel it's so important for people to be able to use these techniques?
Well, I think it's important just for people's own sense of personal power, so they don't feel like they have this, I meet so many people with this victim mentality, and they just feel like, well, this is in my genes, so there's nothing I can do about it, so therefore, you know, why bother? Or, you know, I've been living with this for so long, it's hard to even imagine turning it around. I just want people to get a handle on, like, their lives are their own creation, and they can be creating a masterpiece. And I also feel like this is very important because everybody has the right to know how to look after themselves, mind, body, and spirit. I think it's very basic that they learn how to do this, so that they can have a better relationship with all their loved ones. They can be exchanging better energy. Pardon me. And also with the current crisis that we have going on in healthcare, I think people really need to be able to take responsibility for their own health. And this book, this package rather, certainly does, you know, put them back in the driver's seat, because they're going to learn everything they need to know to have a wonderfully vibrant health, to have great relationships. You know, it's far more than just straight physical and mental and spiritual health. I mean, it does overflow into every area of your life. And people are going to learn some really wonderful techniques that they can just basically rinse and repeat and apply these different techniques to every area of their life and have wonderful success in every area of their life. So I really think it's something that it's time has come, and I really feel it's a great step for people. And even if they've been in the business for a while, it's a really great resource. So, yeah.
You mentioned a couple of things. One of them was the word empower, and that's one of the themes of this summit and something that I feel very strongly about is empowering people. And you also mentioned the word victim, not wanting people to feel like a victim. And I know that was one of the things that I had the hardest time with in discussing law of attraction with people who were suffering, whether they were suffering from something that was physical or even if it's financial suffering, that when we're in that suffering state, it's hard to see that we have the power to change it. How do you address that without kind of accusing people causing their own problem? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you ever get that thing?
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with this. I think it's because you know, it, this using the law of attraction and taking responsibility to, you know, over for your life, it is a big deal. And a lot of people, you know, just because we've been raised so differently, most of us, and it's just easier to blame somebody else, you know? Like, nobody wants to think, like, why do you mean I did this to myself? What do you mean? If I create my own reality, why would I create this? You know, so that's why it's really important to let them know that, you know, yes, you did create it, not on purpose, but by default, just through chronic patterns of habits of thought and your belief system. But beliefs are just, as Abraham is always saying, a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. So if you want different results in your life, you have to change that core belief. So it's really important you start sort of where you are right now. You know, like you can, like, be honest with it. I'm not recommending that anybody sort of stick a happy face sticker on the gas gauge of their car and pretend like everything's hunky-dory when it's not. Because you do need to get down into the essence of things, you know. But there are lots of different techniques. And I think just sort of figuring out where you are and then, okay, again, like what I said, it's like a pivoting. Like, this is what I want, or this is what I don't want, rather, what do I want? So, you know, you don't have to go back and refix things. You can just start now, start today, with a new approach to it. And it's going to take some time, and it's not easy to do on your own, which is why I've created, like, home study programs, and I do offer coaching to help guide people through the steps. But, you know, if it's somebody even just wanted to start on their own right now, right this minute after they get off the phone, I would say start with the issue that is most concern to you, whether that be health or relationship or finances, whatever it is. Kind of write out some of the points about it, where you are right now with it, and then just give yourself the permission to just imagine your life beyond that. Like, imagine you could wave a magic wand and it could be different. Like, how would you want that difference to appear? Like, how would you want your new life to look like in these areas? And then start focusing on that, focusing more on what you want than what you have that you don't want. So it's really just a matter of tipping that scale. So you're spending more time thinking, visualizing, imagining, pretending, you know, with just a little bit of lighthearted approach to it, so you're not getting heavy and depressed. And then just keep it up, and things change very, very rapidly. And as I say, I've seen people use these techniques to get over hard issues. Like, I used them myself in dealing with the grief over, you know, my father's passing. So that was a pretty big thing to start with. And yet I found it immensely helpful. I also, you know, just a couple of years after, once I was doing the magazine and the TV talk show, I was downsized from my journalist job. So I had to deal with that. That's a pretty big issue. But I used these techniques again with that and attracted something much better than I could even have imagined. So, you know, it can totally be done. It's just a matter of applying yourself. And this book is such a wonderful, wonderful, or this package, rather, such a wonderful first step to that, because it gives you all that information right at your fingertips. And as I say, the audio book goes through a lot of that material as well. It's more focused on law of attraction than strictly dealing with individual health issues and things. But, people can really turn it around. They just have to not feel bad about it, not beat themselves up just because they've maybe attracted something that they don't like, but just recognizing that, okay, I didn't know that then. Now I do. You know, and the more we know, the better we do, right? So... Yeah, it's a wonderful adventure.
It really is, and especially when you're taking responsibility, it's not about blaming yourself any more than blaming anybody else. It's just about, okay, this is the situation, I'm going to take responsibility for it and figure out how to solve it. And your idea about giving yourself permission to create a bigger vision, I think a lot of people get hung up there. They can't even imagine their life without that pain. They can't imagine life without the suffering, and until you can at least create that vision for yourself, you're kind of stuck where you are indefinitely.
Well, so. I can help with that, and I just thought of something that I, you know, just to really get people started on this right away, even if they're facing something that seems insurmountable, if they could shift their feelings and feel more gratitude and appreciation. And I'm going to show you some, I'm going to tell you some tricks to start that with. Even right now, tonight, when they go to bed, or even if they're going to try meditation, just could you do it then too. But especially before they go to sleep at night, to focus on the day and find a few things that either successes of the day, you know, what your high points were, whatever, just a few nice things that you can kind of think about and entertain as you're falling asleep. Now, that's going to actually, that's a very powerful practice, because not only are you going to have a good night's sleep, but your subconscious is going to continue working on these ideas as you sleep, and be you're still radiating that out into the world, and it's still you're attracting, you know, those good things before you go to sleep, but you're also waking up predisposed to feeling good. So if you go to sleep, you fall asleep, you're feeling good. If nothing happens in between time, you're going to wake up, you're going to feel, you're going to be in that still feel good place. So then you take a few minutes and just really just try to think about things you appreciate about your life. And I like to follow Abraham Hicks at 17 seconds of thinking, holding a good thought. Your thoughts are very powerful. So within 17 seconds, those thoughts are going to be attracting other thoughts along the same vein. That's why if you start the day having, you know, something happens, you trip, you fall, getting out of bed or whatever, stub your toe, spill your coffee, your day goes down and down and down. But if you start your day on a positive note, it's going to stay there and even go better and better and better. So starting your day, just even appreciating the warm blankets and the pillows and, you know, this just even a few minutes of solitude before you, so not just jumping right out and starting your day, you know, like before you even get a thought. And then I recommend people keep a gratitude journal. And this is a technique that I talk about in the Wishful Thanking program, where just, you know, keep a journal and just write a few things each morning that you're grateful for, and just spend a few minutes just thinking about, you know, yeah, it's really great that I have a house, and sure, there's changes I want to make to it, but I have a house, and it's comfortable and warm, and it's cold and snowy outside, so I'm really glad, you know, or whatever, you know, feeling that gratitude and appreciation, and just saying thank you to the universe for, like, another day that you can be breathing and interacting with your loved ones, and, you know, it's just starting on a positive note. And then throughout the day, kind of reminding yourself that you're going to be looking for those positive things when you go to sleep tonight. So that helps you just begin to shift your, you know, your thinking. And so you start looking, you know, at the beauty in the world and not looking for the potholes. And you're looking for positive things so that you have something to write down at the end of the day. You know, so it all works together very beautifully. And you know, as you do these techniques, you're raising your vibration. Anytime you're not worried or struggled or thinking dark, heavy thoughts, your vibration is going to naturally be rising. So it's almost like you have to work to keep it down there. So, you know, I just recommend people stop the struggle. You know, you don't have to struggle to get ahead or to survive. Just you get much further just relaxing and breathing and noticing the beauty all around you. And then things just start to happen. Things start to shift. And as you shift your habitual thinking, because you have to kind of habituate these thoughts. It's not enough to spend 10 minutes a day. You know, you have to start trying to change your whole focus into one more of gratitude and appreciation. And because when you're feeling those things, you're vibrating at the highest level, and you're going to match up with other really wonderful things. That it, you know, your life is just going to start getting better and better and better, and you'll be like, how did this happen? Like, how did this particular thing even happen? And you'll have no idea, but it will be because it's a match to your new higher vibration. So it's really, really wonderful, and it's so exciting, you know, to see people get started on this path, because it's just the sky's the limit.
It really is. It's very, very powerful stuff, and I love that you're helping people to take those first steps and just get on the path, because once they're there, it's a lot easier to empower somebody's life. And this package that you're offering is Relief Beyond Belief. I want to get this straight. You're offering this for just $97.
Yes, because I want to make it accessible to people.
That's so great. And again, the website, if you want to go there directly, is personaltransformationsummit.com/relief. Can you tell us a little bit about how you've structured this is a home study program that people can just start and do on their own?
They can do it on their own. I wouldn't call it exactly a home study program. So they get the book, and they read through the book and everything, and that does have a lot of things in it that they would apply toward themselves. Lots of different ideas of like some of the things we've been speaking about already. But it also comes with the 22 expert interviews on video, which they can watch over and over again. And these alone are fascinating. I mean, we have such a wide array, and there's so much learning there that it's just amazing. But it also comes with this package, also comes with my own guided meditation, which is from my Wishful Thanking program. And this guided meditation, it's your Rainbow Body guided meditation, and that helps people just become more aware of what their chakras are and, how to work with them to have good things flowing into their lives. And this meditation alone, just by listening to it, it's going to help balance and their chakras and remove any blockages that are standing in their way of achieving this ideal health that they're going for or finding their soulmate. They're going to find ways to tap into all this limitless energy so that they can experience success in every level of their life. And I've also included a 1-hour coaching call with me, so we can address any issues. It doesn't matter whatever is the most concern for the individual, and sort out whatever that might be, and I can give my recommendations to them at the time. So they're getting quite a lot for this package, but yeah, I think that's the best way to call it, is a package. It's not really a home study course.
Yeah, and the fact that you're including one-on-one coaching for $97, that's fantastic. I really appreciate you sharing that with our audience.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yes, I just really want to make this very accessible to people, Mark, because I know I've lived through what a phenomenal impact it has on your life, and it changes your personal energy, which means that you can then exchange much better energy with all of your loved ones, with everyone you encounter in your life, whether they're employers or employees or spouses or kids, whoever it is. You're just gonna have your life just gets better and better and better because your vibration is just going to steadily rise, and you're just going to match up with increasingly more wonderful people, circumstances, thoughts. It just gets better and better. So it's really, I'm very happy to that you invited me to participate in this so that I can, make this offering.
Absolutely, and I'm very grateful for you to be able to share this time with me and with our listeners, as well as just being on this path with you. I'm very, very grateful to work in the transformation industry where people are here to support each other and to share tools, and we're here to improve lives and improve our own lives. And so sharing this journey with you has been exceptional. We've been friends for quite some time. We've been in coaching groups together, and we're learning as we're teaching others. So I'm just very, very grateful for our relationship.
Oh, well, thank you. That's wonderful. It's very nice to hear. And same for me. It's been great to be a part of your association, and I'm learning a lot, and it's fun to share with other like-minded people. So this is great. I really hope people take advantage of these offerings, particularly the free book, because that's going to help them, and this package as well is going to really help them habituate a new way of being, a new way of thinking. It's just going to benefit them so much. And as they benefit, then everyone around them does as well. So I just really love to spread this message. So thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And I feel like our lives are living proof of what happens. You take responsibility for your situation. You do start to attract not just better conditions in your life, but the most important thing to me is people. I love being surrounded by wonderful, caring people that care about me, they care about themselves, they care about others. So this is just absolutely fantastic evidence of what happens when you take responsibility and overcome the victim mentality that so easily creep up when things aren't going your way.
You're right. And the reason why that happened, the reason why things seem to go down and down and down, is just because the more that you're paying attention to what's not working, you're attracting more of what's not working. Because that's exactly what you're sending out to the universe. Why isn't this working? Why isn't my life working? Why, you know, so you can't help but attract that back, which is why people get themselves in these downward spirals. But it's so wonderful when they can kind of turn that around. And like now I start the day just wondering, like, what wonderful thing is going to happen today? And I'm kind of watching for, I wonder if this is the wonderful thing, or maybe there's something even better. Who knows? You know, it gets to be, it really helps you put the adventure back in your life and the joy and the joy in simple pleasures. You know, like really, you know, what I love to come back to too is that people, you know, they think they want these things that they think they want, like the new house or the boat or the new car or whatever. But what they really want is the happiness that they're going to feel, or that they believe they will feel when they have these things. So, you know, why not just go straight for the happiness? Like, there's ways you can create that feeling, and that's going to open the doors to the things, you know, coming into your life. And it's really quite remarkable, and I think it's, you know, this is our time in, you know, it's the age of awakening, and I'm just really happy to be, you know, sharing these ideas and concepts that I know are going to help people so, so much.
Well, speaking of concepts, is there any final thoughts that you would like to share with our audience that they can take away and
There is, and I was hoping you would say that, because it's actually, I would love to share a concept that was actually in my book, because it's a quote from Buddha, and it says, "What we are today comes from our thoughts of yesterday, and our present thoughts build our life of tomorrow. Our life is the creation of our mind." And that's from the Buddha way back when. And it's just as true today.
Amazing. 2,500 years ago that they were teaching this. And then for most people hadn't even heard about the Law of Attraction until after The Secret. And then a lot of times people were reading it and saying, well, it's not working for me, and finding all the different reasons why it doesn't work. Working directly with is already breaking through that victimization and feeling the empowerment really helps. For anybody who's stuck in the pain right now, you're listening to this and you're feeling like a victim, it's very, very hard to make that switch all on your own. So having some kind of support can really, really make the difference.
Oh, I agree. And that's why I tried it myself for years and years. And you know, I had I did have success, but it wasn't until I started working with coaches that I really began to see the success that I'm enjoying now, because it's really important to have somebody on your side, you know, and especially a lot of people who are coming to be aware of these ideas. You know, they don't always have that support in their own home or even in their hometown. You know, other people might be, what are you, crazy? What do you mean your thoughts change? That's ridiculous, you know, and they kind of shut them down. So I find it's really, really important to have that community or that coach, you know, that can help you and support you. And so that's what I strive to do as well with this Relief Beyond Belief and with my Wishful Thanking, Seven Simple Steps to Abundance. That one is a home study course, and I also have ongoing support in my Facebook group that's created specifically for that. So I have lots of support to offer people, and I really just encourage them to take that first step, and the rest will be history, and they will not believe the life, that the changes that happen in their lives. It's quite remarkable and very fun.
So, yeah. Lots of fun. That's a big part of it. I mean, we really are here to have a joyful, fun life, and we're all agents of supporting people in having that. Again, the free bonus is personaltransformationsummit.com/wishfulthanking. Your offer for your program for just $97 is at personaltransformationsummit.com/relief. You can go to Alexandria Barker's speaker page on the summit. You said you also have your own website. Do you want to give out your website or your email address?
Yeah, sure. It's Alexandria, Alexandria Barker, Barker.com. So really easy to remember, and you can opt in, sign up for my for the free book offering, and that will actually put them on my mailing list, and there's lots of other goodies that will be coming their way. So I have lots to share, lots to offer. And again, I'm so grateful for this opportunity, Mark. I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing with this summit, and I appreciate it very much because I know it takes a lot of work to do this, so I'm really glad that you are.
Well, I appreciate it. Again, I'm grateful to be able to work with people that are working very hard to make a difference in other people's lives, and you're certainly doing that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, Andrea. I really appreciate everything.
Alexandria.
That you're doing.
It's that? Alexandria.
What I said? I'm sorry.
I caught with Andrea.
No, I'm sorry.
Andrea, so I noticed. Maybe the first part just got lost. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Thank you again for this opportunity. It's been great fun, and I'd like to wish all of your listeners a wonderful day, and if nothing else, just try to incorporate those couple of little things. Feel good as you go to sleep and spend an extra minute feeling good in the morning before you get out of bed, and even that is going to start changing your life.
Absolutely. It's so simple. Thank you so much. And before we go, I also want to say thank you to you, the listener, for listening to this call. We are here to support you. We appreciate you joining us and enjoy hearing back from you. If you haven't already, please join our Facebook page at facebook.com/personaltransformationsummit and tell us about your experience. Tell us about what you enjoyed about this call with Alexandria, the takeaways. If you downloaded her book, tell us what you're enjoying about that. You can also email us directly. You can email me at mark@personaltransformationsummit.com, and I promise to reply directly to you myself. Remember, our goal is to help you live a life of greater meaning and joy. Each of our speakers offers a unique opportunity for you to create positive change in your life that can ripple out to affect all of those around you. I want to make it easy and convenient for you to learn from these incredible speakers and transformational pioneers. So if you miss any of the calls, you may miss an important key to unlock the future you desire. Every day, you should be receiving an email with the links for that day's call. At the bottom of each email, we offer a VIP upgrade package. Own all the presentations in your personal library, even enjoy them anytime you want and share them with your family and friends to make an even bigger impact. Remember, we'll be donating 50% of the proceeds to Humanity's Team, a nonprofit organization working to create a sustainable world of peace, harmony, and happiness. Once again, I want to thank you for making the conscious choice to improve your life and the lives of others by being the change you wish to see. Namaste. Light in me, peace and respect the light in you.
Namaste.